Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lorna. How may I assist you?
Excuse me?
Customer support.
Hello? Yeah? I got a charge after midnight on my bank account for $91.89, apparently for these damn ketogenics pills, and I didn't authorize it.
All right, can
Hello?
I have the zip code, please?
33066.
Thank you. First and last name?
Nancy Butler. There were two charges, but they're not the same phone number, so I don't know if you handle them both.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying the shipping address for me?
4061 Carambola Circle North, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33066, 2406.
Thank you. Now, I do see here where on the 19th of January you purchased our Keto Ascend and also the cleanse, two of our products that helps reduce your appetite and also the toxins in your body now.
What?
What can I do for you today?
I want you to stop this madness. I want my money back for the charge this morning. There were two charges. I didn't authorize either one of them.
All right. On the 19th of January, when you first purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling price of $670 and $745.
Right.
And since you didn't get in contact with the company before that trial ended, ma'am, we went ahead and we billed you the retail prices for the product that you had, ma'am.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. And also for the following month. No, ma'am, it wasn't. It was very legible on the web page. And also for the following month, ma'am, we went on to continue to send you out a new shipment of the product each month until cancellation.
Okay, well, I'm canceling. And you know what you've done since you charged me for the $91.89 and the $92.90? My bank account's gone red. I'm overdrawn. Now, when this stuff comes, when I send it back, will you credit me back?
No, ma'am, because we have a no return policy due to health code regulations and also COVID-19.
This is for this today, March 13th, after midnight. You charged me money. And you're telling me I can't get it back because of COVID? Are you nuts? This just happened today.
Yes, ma'am.
Then when this wonderful product comes, when I ship it back, I'm going to get my money back, right?
No, ma'am, because we have no return policy.
Why? Why?
We just have a no return policy, ma'am, due to health code regulations and also COVID-19. You're speaking to a supervisor, ma'am.
Holy shit. Cancel the order.
Would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
No, I want you to stop sending me this stuff and charging me money. Take me off your list. I don't want this stuff.
Now,
I have five. How many bottles are you sending me?
Now, it does look like you're eligible for a 50% discount towards future products.
Will you stop with the program nonsense. How many bottles are you sending me?
So would you be interested in a 50% discount towards future products now?
What?
Would you be interested in a 50% discount towards future products?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't want that. I want you to shut this down. I don't want any more of your products.
Okay. Now, as I was going through your account, I was also eligible to apply my PlayFriend discount of 75% towards future products.
No!
Okay. Well, that account is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling the customer support.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't hang up on me. You've canceled my account, correct? Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled.
Thank you. Now, have you sent this other charge from this morning yet? No. How could you have? You billed me at after 2 a.m. in the morning. You can't have gotten this ready for shipment yet.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to cancel this order. You need to cancel this order and send my money back.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
No, it's not.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And that account is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling customer support.
I can see the Attorney General of my state having a ball. Hello?